Resample old school DNB intro for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, intermediate lesson, DJ tools mindset. Let's build a 16 to 32 bar intro you can actually use in a set, not just something that sounds cool solo. Alright, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit so your groove decisions make sense. If you like a bit of swing, go to the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, but only apply it lightly, think 20 to 35%. This is just to get that human push-pull, not to make it sloppy. Now before we touch sound design, set up your session like you're building a tool you'll reuse. Make a few groups. One for your intro breaks, one for Atmos, one for FX, and one optional group for a bass hint. The goal is to keep the intro alive but not messy, and organization is part of that. Here's the vibe we're chasing. Old school jungle and early DNB intros had tension, movement, and attitude without giving away the whole drop. You're teasing the crowd's brain. You're saying, we're rolling but we're not there yet. Step 1. Choose source material for the break, without the copyright headache. Best option is always your own break or something you've made from one-shots. But if you want speed, grab a break loop from an Ableton pack and we'll process it into character. Drag your break onto an audio track. Set the loop lengths to 4 or 8 bars. Now warping. If you want tight drums, use beats mode. Set it to transient loop mode and preserve at 1/16. If it's a fuller loop and you want it to stretch smoothly, Complex Pro can work, but for jungle style breaks, beats mode usually keeps the snap. Quick coaching note, don't overwarp. People kill the swing by trying to force every transient to a perfect grid. Often, you only need a warp marker at the start and one at the end. If the break loses attitude, it's usually overwarped, not underprocessed. Now let's make the break intro ready. This is the tease. You want the rhythm and the grit, but not the full low-end authority. On the break track, start with auto filter. Set it to a high pass, 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 450 HE to begin with, so it's mostly that TSS and mid-crack. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to whistle when you open it later. Then turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4 with a tiny amount, like 5 to 12%. This is that subtle moving tension that makes a loop feel like it's breathing. Next, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and watch your output. Old school energy is not the same thing as clipping your master. Keep headroom. After that, drum bus. Use drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%, because we're not trying to destroy it. And keep boom off or extremely low. The whole point is, no real sub yet. Then EQ 8 to tidy. If it's getting splashy, dip somewhere in the 3 to 7K range a touch. If it's too thin, you can gently lift around 150 to 250, but be careful, because that range can get boxy fast. And it can also steal space from your eventual drop. Now arrange the filter automation over time. Think in stages. Bars 1 to 8, high pass stays pretty high, light and crispy. Bars 9 to 16, slowly open it down to around 180 to 220. Bars 17 onward, open a bit more, but still don't let it become drop weight. Maybe you stop at 120 to 160. That's the discipline that makes the drop feel huge later, or makes your tool layer cleanly over another track. Cool. Now we need the atmosphere bed. This is a big part of why old school intros feel printed and glued. It's not just drums in a vacuum, it's a space. Make an Atmos track. You can do this fast with Wavetable or analog. Start with a simple pad. Then add chorus ensemble with a slow rate and amount around 20 to 40%. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate, medium large. Add a pre-delay of 15 to 30 milliseconds so the pad stays clear and doesn't smear the groove. And crucial. High pass the reverb, like 200 to 400 Hz, so you're not building low-end fog. Add auto pan on the Atmos, slow rate, maybe one bar or half note, and keep it gentle. You want motion, not seasickness. Alternate approach if you want more authentic air, use vinyl noise, room tone, or recorded ambience on an audio track. High pass it around 120 to 250, and add echo with something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 25 to 40. Inside echo, high pass aggressively like 250 and up. We want the echo to live in the mids and highs, not in the sub region. Now, bass hint. This is where people ruin DJ tools. They add a sick bass and suddenly it's not an intro anymore. It's a drop that's missing half the elements. Don't do that. Make a MIDI track with operator. Ask A is sighing. Optionally add Ask B very low just to create a tiny bit of harmonic presence. Put a low pass filter on it, 24 dB. Cut off around 120 to 200. Then write a simple two-step roller pulse, maybe offbeats, steady velocity, quiet. It should feel like momentum under the break, not like a bass line taking over. Process it lightly. A touch of saturator, like 1 to 3 dB. EQ8 cutting below 30 Hz. And then sidechain it gently so it breathes. Use compressor with sidechain enabled, ratio 2:1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150, and only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is subtle control, not pumping. Now let's add one signature old school effects element. 1, not 5. One call sign that people remember. Siren or tone is a classic. Use operator or wave editable with a simple waveform. Automate pitch over a bar or two, something like up 3 to 12 semitones. Then add echo, 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, feedback 35 to 55. Add a tiny wobble if you like, and filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10k. If you want grit, add redux very lightly, just enough to rough the edges without turning it into sandpaper. If you prefer stabs, either grab a short chord stab sample you own or make one in analog. Filter it, add reverb, and place it on phrase landmarks. End of bar 4, bar 8, bar 16. That's punctuation. DJs and dancers both feel phrasing, even if they can't explain it. And speaking of punctuation, make sure something changes every 4 or 8 bars. It can be tiny, a 1-beat mute, a little reverse cymbal, a half-bar break chop, an airburst of noise 1 beat before a new phrase. This is how you avoid that dreaded cool loop that goes nowhere. Now, the key move, resampling. This is where we turn a layered project into a single confident DJ tool clip. Before you print, quick headroom check. While building, aim for master peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. That's not quiet, that's healthy. If you resample too hot, you bake in distortion and you can't unbake it. Create a new audio track and name it Intro Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 16 to 32 bars of your intro, straight through, like you're printing to tape. After recording, consolidate the clip so it's one clean file. Warp it if needed, but it should line up if your session is tight. Name it something clear. Intro Tool 174 Old School Roller V1. Future you will thank you. Now process the printed audio like a record. Gentle glue, gentle tone shaping. Add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it's doing more, you're probably squashing the movement out of it. Add EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz just to remove nonsense. If it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400. Then add a saturator post glue. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Optional limiter at the end, ceiling around minus 0.8, and only catching rogue peaks. We are not mastering a festival track here, we're making a mixable tool. If your printed intro suddenly feels too soft, because you added a lot of ambience, here's a clutch trick. Put drum bus on the resample, very low drive, and nudge the transient control up slightly. That can restore snap without turning the whole thing harsh. Now let's lock in an arrangement that always works. Bars 1 to 8. Atmos bed plus the filtered break, still high passed. A stab or a siren tail occasionally, but leave space. Bars 9 to 16. Open the break filter a little. Add a tiny extra percussion layer if you want, like a rim or hat loop super low. Introduce your bass hint quietly. Bars 17 to 24. Add a short fill every 4 bars, like a half bar break chop. Add a couple more echo throws on the signature element, maybe a subtle noise riser. Bars 25 to 32. Tension peak. Do a stop or restart trick near the end. Bar 31 is a great place for a quick dropout, like 1 beat or half a bar. Then bar 32, a pre-drop hit, crash, reverb tail. And keep your low end controlled so the next tune, or your drop, feels massive. Think like a DJ here. Stable transients, predictable phrasing, low end discipline. Your tool should sit on top of another track, without randomly spiking from a reverb tail, and it should clearly tell you where bar 9, 17, and 25 are. That's how you make it rinse ready. Advanced move if you want it even more record-like. Do a two-print workflow. First resample for cohesion. Then do tiny mastering style moves on that resample and print again. That second print often feels noticeably more finished and easier to mix. And if you're actually going to use this in sets, export two versions. One full version with the signature FX, and one clean version without the loud siren or stab, so it layers over almost anything without clashing. Let's wrap with the common mistakes to avoid. Don't put too much low end too early, or your drop won't feel like a drop. Don't overwarp your break, or you'll kill the swing. Don't drown everything in reverb and echo. Use filtering and consider putting echo on a return so you can throw it only on the last hit of a phrase. Don't let the intro drag with no changes. Add micro events every 4 to 8 bars. And don't resample clipping hot. Leave headroom and let glue and saturation do the bigger part afterward. Mini practice 20 minutes. Pick one break and make 2 intros. Version A, clean and modern. Version B, more old school with more saturation and more echo throws. Resample both, export both, and then test them like a DJ by layering over 2 different tracks in your library. One bright modern roller, one darker jungle-leaning tune. The best tool isn't the one that sounds the craziest solo. It's the one that builds anticipation and mixes clean. When you're done, you'll have a timeless roller intro tool. Break tease, Atmos glue, restrained bass hint, signature FX, and a printed resample that behaves like a record. If you tell me your substyle target, like deep roller, techie minimal, jungle-leaning, or neuro-tinged, I can give you a specific 32-bar blueprint with exact automation targets and device settings.